This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Very, very busy day. The Thai Cave Rescue was a success. All 12 soccer players or football players, right? But we call them soccer out here, alive, doing well. Coaches out. Everybody's out. Rescuers out. And we'll talk about what's going on and why people are now concerned that they may have something called cave disease. We'll talk about that. Those who go through transgender transformation may be at higher risk for blood clots and stroke. Tell you why. Then there's a New Jersey dad who went out crabbing and unfortunately may be at risk of losing all four of his limbs because he contracted a bacterial infection. This isn't the first time we heard people going out into the water and then getting the flesh-eating bacteria. Many of you guys are taking vitamins, and you take your vitamins, and you take your vitamins, and then the next day you take more vitamins, and then you take more vitamins, and you show everybody you take your vitamins, and you post on Facebook you're taking your vitamins, and you're so proud that you take your vitamins. Well, researchers are saying stop taking them. I mean, to help your heart, that is. They're not working. They're not doing anything for you. So we'll talk about that, which stinks, because I know a lot of you guys have spent a lot of money on vitamins. I like vitamins. I like vitamins as supplements if you're deficient in something. But taking them because you think they're going to, you know, make you live longer may not always be the case. Vaping. Vaping is now probably one of the biggest trends. Probably more popular than the pet rock ever was. But we're being told that vaping does not often help smokers. We've been telling people to vape instead of smoking. And now we're being told vaping may not even help. So we're going to talk about that. There's also a real big nasty wasp that I guess has a big huge stinger. That's been scaring the crap out of everybody. We're going to talk about that. I mean, it is like huge. We are talking the stinger is almost as long as a wasp. And the reason why wasps are super scary is because they don't die after they sting you like bees do. Then we have the new Supreme Court pick, or not the new, but we have Brett Kavanaugh. I believe he's 53. I think he's 53 years old. He's Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. Everybody's losing their mind right now on the Democratic side, but we'll talk a little bit about that. And then George Clooney was in an accident, a pretty bad one. He has been released from the hospital. We'll tell you what's going on there. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So apparently George Clooney was involved in an accident on the Italian island of Sardinia. He's 57 years old. It's still sexy. And he was rushed to the hospital today after falling off a scooter on the state road of Costa Coralina in the province of Olbia al Nuova. Oh, I'm sorry, La Nuova reported. Now, I know there's a lot of Italian. He has like a home. He has like two places in Lake Como, and I mean, he really loves Italy. I think guys are sexy who love Italy, you know, because then they take you there. You know, like his new wife, Amal. Right? He takes to Italy all the time. So all of us women look at our husbands and smack them upside the head. Why don't you like Italy more? I mean, my husband likes Italy. He just doesn't like spending money, and he doesn't have the money to take me to Italy all the time. Yeah, it's on him. I'm going to play the girl card on this one. Why do I have to pay for my own trips to Italy? He's the guy. He should be taking me to Italy. It's all right. Anyway, police told NBC's Claudio Lavanga that the accident occurred around 8:15 a.m. local time when a driver of a car allegedly did not respect the right-of-way, and he cut across George Clooney's path and hit him. I think George Clooney was on a scooter. So he fell. The driver of the car rendered assistance. And then he went to the emergency room of John Paul II Hospital. He had trauma to the pelvis, bruises to one leg, an arm. He also underwent an MRI. Not good. But right now he's been released. His condition is not serious. He's been discharged. And Clooney told news outlets that he was fine. I mean, listen, remember, he was in ER. You know, when you act, okay, and you play an actor in these medical movies, I got to tell you, I do think you pick some stuff up. So I'm sure if he did sustain any significant, you know, issues, I'm pretty sure he and, you know, Goose can take care of things. Is it Edwards? I just remember it was Goose on Top Gun. Giovanni Mannoni. Oh, sounds sexy. An Italian police commander also told CNN that Clooney did not suffer any serious injuries, including broken bones. Just as long as his face looks sexy. His wife, Amal, rushed to his side, but after he was given the all clear, they left the hospital together in a private car. I would have rushed to his side. I would have been like, oh, George, you know, your wife should have taken better care of you. Anyway, Representative for Clooney did not immediately respond to people's request for comment. Yeah, leave him alone. He just got out of the hospital. So apparently George is in Sardinia to shoot his Hulu series, Catch-22. I think he's a good actor. Everybody said he's not a good actor. I think he's a great actor. You know, I remember when he was on Roseanne years ago, and everybody just thought he was eye candy. And I'm like, no, you know, he's hot, but I think he could act. And then, you know, people made fun of him in ER, saying he really doesn't seem the doctor type. And again, I said, I don't care. He's in Scrubs. So anyway, he and his wife have one-year-old twins, Alexander and Ella. And they have been hanging out in Italy while they're filming. So, all right, yeah, no, he's not divorcing her yet. And again, good for them. You know, he's been a bachelor for so long. He's 57 years old. Now he's finally a father. Good for him. But anyway, man, these scooters are some scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So President Trump nominated Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh. He is going to, if confirmed, will fill Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court. President Trump described him as one of the finest and sharpest legal minds of his time. He's a federal appeals court judge and a former aide to President George W. Bush, a one-time investigator of President Clinton. And he has a conservative record. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so with the new Supreme Court justice, many people are wondering what is going to be the fate of Obamacare. Obamacare just doesn't die. I mean, it just doesn't go away. And Kavanaugh, as we know, Judge Brett, Circuit Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh, D.C. Circuit Court Judge, has been nominated by President Donald Trump to take the place of Justice Anthony Kennedy, who he actually clerked for years ago. And this would be Trump's second choice to the Supreme Court. And he has a fairly conservative background. Which, by the way, I complained about this with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, and I gotta be, you know, fair and balanced. I have to, you know, complain about it, you know, all the, I know this isn't gonna be very popular, but I just don't get how judges are conservative or liberal. If you are interpreting the law, I don't like all that interpretation. I mean, I guess, you know, being a doctor, if you have strep throat, you have strep throat. I can't twist your diagnosis based on my personal biases. And I thought law was law. You know? And so we get these Supreme Court justices like, you know, Elena Kagan or Sotomayor or Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they're liberal-leaning. And they pretty much, you know, stay consistent with always going towards the left. And then you have other judges, the lead, you know, Alito, et cetera, always leaning towards the right. And I mean, if law is law, that's why we say it's law. You know, whenever, I don't know, I argue with somebody, and, you know, they give an opinion, like, no, it's law. You know, when you say, I am going to lay down the law, that means there's no debate. It's a law. That's just what it is. It doesn't matter. You know, if the sky, let's say, is blue, and you're like, well, it's purple, no. I mean, it's law. It's blue. Sky's blue. You could say it seems reddish to you, or more purple, or more gray, but the sky is blue. It's the law. Let's move on. I just find it so, I don't know, fake, where you have these laws and everybody can interpret it a variety of ways. Well, like the Bible. I mean, okay, I get that there are biblical scholars that'll read the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, any Bible they wish, and they will give their interpretation. And I have a problem with that. I don't want their interpretation. If it says something in the Bible, that's what it says. The Ten Commandments. Don't be interpreting the Ten Commandments. Let's say if we just look at the Ten Commandments, it's the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Well, what it means is thou shalt not murder. Or it means thou shalt, look, it said thou shalt not kill. I know they're not talking about a chicken. I know they're not talking about, you know, a calf. Because throughout the Bible, you did sacrifices and you ate. Okay? So they mean to kill. You don't kill somebody. That's what they mean. Duh. But no. Everybody has interpretation. And then when they interpret it just luck of the draw to their personal beliefs, to their political leanings. And so I it makes no sense that you get these things overturned over and over again. Yeah, I will talk about Roe v. Wade. I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, the biggest deal right now with the Supreme Court is Roe v. Wade. Nobody's talking about Roe v. Wade right now. Yeah, there may be issues with Planned Parenthood funding. There may be issues with Obamacare and health care, etc. But I don't think anybody's going to sit there and overturn Roe v. Wade. But what I'm confused as a doctor is there's the debate whether a fetus is alive or not. I mean, if something has a heart or a heartbeat or something is a living organism, it's alive. Bacteria are alive. Viruses are alive until you kill them. And so whether you're right or left leaning, how can you look at a fetus and say it's not alive, it's a dead... that just doesn't make sense. If there are living cells and they're growing, it's alive. Now, I understand then there's interpretation of, well, you know, having an abortion and women's choice and, you know, whether it's truly killing a human being. And I see why, that's why everybody's making this whole big soup of political debate. But I hear people saying a fetus is not a life. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? When you have gonorrhea, I've never had gonorrhea, but from what I understand, it's not fun. And you run to the doctor to get medication very quickly to knock out that gonorrhea because it is hurting when you pee. I mean, it is bad. It is burning. It's the clap. Why are you going to the doctor for antibiotics? because you want to kill the gonorrhea. So if you think a gonococcus is alive, how do you not think a fetus is alive? I don't understand why there's debate on certain things that I should be law, basically. And I guess that's the art of law. I'm just beside myself. That's why I'm not an attorney. And I get how excited it is for attorneys. I see attorneys talk, and they bring up cases, and they bring up, you know, I don't want to say the word on air, but all these mental exercises they do, right? You know, going back through all these old cases and, you know, challenges and rulings. For me, it's, okay, you know, if there's a law, then there's a law. That's a law. I just don't see how people can change it and then overturn and then change it again. And if you're right, you know, lean toward, you know, I rule toward the right, left, rule toward the left. So I just don't get it. So anyway, so there has been some concern with Kavanaugh and his health care rulings. They say here that senators have right now a lot of work to do before they approve them. And so they're going to be looking at millions of records from when he worked for President George Bush, when he was a part of the independent counsel Ken Starr Whitewater case. And I guess on health care, in 2011, the D.C. Circuit Court held 2-1 that the individual mandate was legal under the Commerce Clause. Kavanaugh dissented, contending that the mandate qualified as a tax and was therefore not eligible for legal review. In 2012, the Supreme Court affirmed the mandate as a tax, rejecting the appellate Commerce Clause justification. So they say Kavanaugh's reading could come full circle if a legal challenge launched by conservative states progresses to the Supreme Court. The states argued that the entire ACA was rendered unconstitutional when Congress zeroed out the tax penalty tied to the individual mandate, canceling its status as a tax. So in response to the lawsuit, Trump administration abandoned its defense of key ACA provisions. So here's the thing. My problem with the whole Supreme Court allowing the ACA to go through is the mandate was illegal. You couldn't mandate people buy a product that they don't want. But then it was at the end, Edwards twisted it to say, well, look, it's a tax. So I don't know why he had to red letter or why he had to proofread, right, and spell check. But he said, look, if you make it a tax, it's legal. I had a big problem with that, but if that kind of comes from Kavanaugh, then I got a little bone to pick with Kavanaugh. So as a doctor and as a patient, I am very concerned about the future of healthcare. And I do not like the idea of government forcing us to buy something that we don't want. Now, I do get, everybody says, well, what about driver's insurance? You have to have insurance if you're going to drive a car. Well, that makes sense because you could do damage to other people. But in terms of yourself, making us buy a product for ourselves, that I don't think is constitutional. So as you will see in the coming weeks, we're going to get more and more scoop on how Kavanaugh rules. And it's going to be a vicious fight. Okay, when we come back, sex addiction, now considered a mental health disorder. We'll tell you what's going on there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 12 soccer players and a coach who were trapped in a cave in Thailand for more than 2 weeks are free. Rescuers brought the last four boys out a few hours ago, as well as their coach. Thai Navy SEALs announcing the news on Facebook. President Trump weighed in on social media, tweeting his congratulations. President Trump now on his way to a lengthy visit to Europe that will start with a NATO meeting in Brussels. The European Union leader warning President Trump to stop complaining that his allies aren't paying enough towards NATO. But Trump says as he leaves the White House,
"We're being taken advantage of by the European Union. We lost $151 billion last year on trade. And on top of that, we spend at least 70% for NATO. And frankly, it helps them a lot more than it helps us."
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know why the World Health Organization has nothing better to do, but they have claimed sex addiction to be a mental health disorder. I was on KBC Radio with Larry O'Connor earlier today talking about this. And, you know, we don't talk about sex addiction a lot. And one of the reasons why it's not discussed, and I mean it should be, but one of the reasons why it's not discussed is because we got bigger fish to fry. We have opioid addiction. I think internet shopping addiction and compulsive shopping and compulsive internet use is a biggie. I think porn addiction is huge. Depression, anxiety. So, sex addiction, right? Nobody thinks it's going to kill them. So it seems to get, you know, be on the back burner, although sex addiction could lead to a lot of dangerous behavior and risky behavior. So let's just walk you guys through what is sex addiction. So as you know, World Health Organization declared compulsive sexual behavior disorder or sex addiction a mental health condition. So it has nothing to do with below the waist. It's a mental health condition. And I wrote an article on this on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Facebook or Twitter. So sex addiction, I would define it as an inability to control your sexual urges or impulses. It leads to repetitive sexual behavior that can disrupt your health, your home, your work life, and you don't really enjoy the sex or benefit from intimacy with it. So it's not like, oh, I am so in love. You know, like, let's say me and Michael Fassbender ever start to date, okay? And we decide to have sex 17 times a day. That probably wouldn't be sex addiction because I would probably enjoy it. And I would be probably becoming more intimate with Michael Fassbender. Now, he probably wouldn't enjoy it at all. He probably would not want the intimacy. So in that case, he would be a sex addict. Does that make sense? All right, good. How common is sex addiction? Pretty common. They say 3 to 6% of adults qualify as having a compulsive sexual disorder. So if there are 100 people at your work and you're all in a meeting, one of them is a sex addict. That's kind of a lot. Now, our studio, GCN Network, is a lot smaller. Yeah, I don't think we have 100 people here. So, yeah. Anyway, so that equates to 7 to 4 million adults. Okay, so how do we diagnose sex addiction? Because some of you guys are like, well, wait a second here. Maybe I'm addicted to sex. All right, so according to Psychology Today, there's criteria for diagnosis. One is you have to have the following symptoms for at least 6 months. You have to have recurrent and intense sexual fantasies, sexual urges, or sexual behaviors. Now, I don't like that diagnostic criteria because, I mean, if you are in a new relationship and you are really into somebody, you're going to fantasize about them or her, okay? I'm not speaking from experience, okay? But if I, like I said, if Michael Fassbender came into my life, I would be fantasizing about Michael Fassbender. And then I would want to sleep with him, right? Or engage in some sort of sexual activity with him. That's nothing that's a mental disorder, okay? But if you continuously have these, that could constitute, okay? We're talking about diagnostic criteria. You don't have to have all of these. The time spent engaging in sexual fantasies, urges, or behaviors consistently interfere with other important activities and obligations. So let's say you daydream at work. All right, I mean, you know, things happen. You might daydream for a little bit if you're sitting there doing something monotonous at work. Okay. But if you are not doing something monotonous and you are stopping to sit there and think about sex, that could be a problem. They say sexual fantasies, urges, or behaviors occur in response to dysphoric mood states like anxiety, depression, boredom, or irritability, or stressful life events. So you're not fantasizing or having urges just because you fell for somebody. You may be depressed or anxious and boom, your brain goes to sex. The individual engages in consistent but unsuccessful efforts to control or reduce their sexual fantasies, urges, or behavior. You can't control it. The individual engages in sexual behaviors while disregarding the potential for physical or emotional harm to self or others. Somebody who's a sex addict could technically be a rapist. Not all sex addicts are. But you need to have sex and you're inflicting that on somebody else. Now, usually rape is a violent crime. It's not about sex. However, some rapists are sex addicts. Or let's say you're married to a sex addict, so you have to have sex all the time with that person and you start to hurt, you start to chafe, you start to tear. That's a problem. Then the frequency or intensity of sexual fantasies, urges, or behaviors cause significant personal distress or impairment. Yeah, you start to not like yourself because of this. Now, one thing about sex addiction that I would look for as a doctor, physician, is are you having any other comorbid issues? You know, are you depressed? Do you have anxiety? Do you drink? You know, do you use drugs? you know, if you're addicted to sex, are you addicted to anything else? Now, sometimes you could start, you could become a sex addict and then get depressed from that. Or you could be depressed and that leads you to sex addiction. So see, it could either preface, proceed, or it could follow. Or you may have bipolar disorder. And let's say you're bipolar and you have manic episodes, and in your manic episodes you want to have a lot of sex. That hypersexuality or sexual state may be a symptom of a bigger problem. So how do we treat it? Well, we have behavioral therapy, group therapy, cognitive therapy, okay? And sex addiction is not an uncommon thing. Apparently, Jada Pinkett Smith just came out saying she used to battle sex addiction. Russell Brand, Kanye West, Michael Douglas, Lindsay Lohan, Rob Lowe, Tiger Woods famously had said he was addicted to sex. David Duchovny, Colin Farrell, Charlie Sheen. Now, does watching porn lead to sex addiction? This is tricky. Some sex addicts will frequently view porn. But just because you watch porn, that doesn't constitute a sex addiction. You may have a porn addiction. We've talked about that, where you just can't let it go. You always have to watch porn, multiple sites, etc. But just because you watch porn doesn't necessarily make you a sex addict. Okay? They're, what's that, like mutually exclusive? Alright? However, yes, yeah, some sex addicts will frequently view porn, which is something that I would, as a clinician, tell them to start to decrease their frequency if I notice that they are concomitantly addicted to both. We talked about, does watching porn affect your health? You know, some people are worried that you're in front of a screen for hours upon hours. But remember when Pornhub came out with their yearly report? They said the average time spent viewing porn may only range from 9 to 13 minutes. But here's a problem. That's time on their site. People may switch sites, so we don't know. Lack of sleep. You know, are people getting their rest? You know, if they're up at night sneaking away to watch porn? Maybe. That could be an issue. So we don't necessarily think watching porn hurts you. But being addicted to it or being addicted to sex, two separate things, yeah, that could cause personal issues. Then people ask, what about frequent masturbation? Are there risks to that? Well, in 2009, there was a study that said in young males, it could increase the risk of prostate cancer, but in older men, reduce their risk. So there was something to having that release when you're older that's helping you as opposed to younger. Other studies have suggested it may reduce your risk of prostate cancer. But concerns with frequent masturbation would be chafing, local trauma, and also sometimes refractory periods. Sometimes if you don't, shall we say, give yourself a rest, then when you do want to have an intimate relationship with somebody, you can't. And many times erectile dysfunction is improperly diagnosed when it basically is just a refractory period. You know, time to reload, so to speak. All right, 1-877-DR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So after weeks of prayer, the daring rescue mission in the treacherous confines of a flooded Thai cave has resulted in a successful rescue of all 12 boys and their soccer coach who were trapped deep in the labyrinth. This was some scary stuff. And we had lost one of Thai's Navy SEALs, or former Navy SEALs, one of our former Navy SEALs, during this ordeal. This was an 18-day ordeal, and it did claim the life of an experienced volunteer diver. Thailand Navy SEALs, who were central to the rescue effort, said on their Facebook page that the remaining four boys and the 25-year-old coach were all brought out safely today. Eight of the boys were rescued by a team of Thai and international divers on Sunday and Monday. According to the SEALs, they say, we are not sure if this is a miracle or science or what. All the 13 wild boars are now out of the cave. That's the boys' soccer team. Everyone is safe. So, the leader of the Thailand Cave Rescue says a medic and three SEALs stayed with the boys in their dark refuge, and they're also out of the cave. People on the street were cheering, and ambulances brought the boys to a hospital, of course, to, you know, give them fluids and, you know, get them, restored nutrition-wise, as well as evaluating them for other things, and we'll talk about cave disease in a second. Apparently, Payap Maimin, 40 years old, who helped provide food and necessities to rescue workers and journalists, said a, quote, miracle happened. This is mind-boggling. However, the question exists, how did they get them out of the cave? These kids couldn't swim. And so the prime minister of Thai said that the rescued boys were given an anti-anxiety drug. Thai Prime Minister Jen Prayut Chan-o-cha said Tuesday that members of the soccer team rescued from the cave were given an anti-anxiety medication before they were brought out. So there was a lot of speculation on if they would need to tranquilize these kids. How, you know, if they can't swim and they need to dive and be underwater and in dive masks, and the number one threat to anybody who is an inexperienced diver is panic, then how will they avoid panic in these kids, you know, if they're, I guess, not experienced divers? So they were talking about using tranquilizers, and that had concerned people. But no, they weren't given tranquilizers per se, but they did receive an anxiolytic. Now, for those of you from the 60s, you're like, wait a second, what's the difference? You're right. I mean, in the 60s, tranquilizers were probably maybe a little heavier than we use now. I mean, we're not thinking about the elephant carfentanil tranquilizer or barbiturates, but modern-day anxiolytics like Xanax and Valium are technically considered tranquilizers, but they're a lot more mild. All right? Speaking after a weekly cabinet meeting in Bangkok, the prime minister denied that the young soccer players were tranquilized. He said, who would chloroform them? If they were chloroformed, how would they come out? It's called anxiolytics, something to make them not excited and not stressed. So I guess then they accuse them of using chloroform. They did not use chloroform because you need them breathing, you know, well. So anyway, President Donald Trump congratulated the rescuers, and everybody's happy, and it's, phenomenal. It's a shame that we did lose somebody when that happened. Four of the kids were allowed to have their parents enter their hospital rooms, but they were required to wear face masks and stand 6 feet away. Some have been quarantined because of the risk of infection. So can you imagine, you as a parent, your baby is finally out. You want to hold him and kiss him and love him, but the hospital won't allow them to. Some of the kids could only see their children through a glass window. Two of them may have lung infections. So what are we looking at? Well, we're looking at something called cave disease. So cave disease is a fungus that causes histoplasmosis, and it can primarily affect the lungs. And so this spelunker's lung, I don't call it that, we've been calling it cave disease, or histoplasmosis, is caused by breathing in spores of a fungus called Histoplasma capsulatum. And this Histoplasma capsulatum, these spores frequently reside in caves that are found in the excretions of bats. So, you know, the average kid doesn't get exposed to histoplasmosis, but if they're stuck in a cave for 18 days, they could. They say a person with a normal immune system, histoplasmosis usually occurs and the patient doesn't even know they have it. Maybe they'll get a little fever, maybe they'll get a little cough. Seems like a viral illness, but goes away. But they say signs and symptoms generally manifest in 3 to 17 days after exposure to spores. So the symptoms the kids may then demonstrate could be chills, headache, muscle aches, chest discomfort. And again, most of the time the disease is benign, but if you're an infant, if you have a compromised immune system, elderly, those with AIDS, or if you were just in a very, very traumatic setting where you probably were immunocompromised because you weren't eating well and, you know, breathing good air, that could be a problem. So a big concern we have is you could start coughing up blood, you could have disseminated histoplasmosis where the disease affects nearly every part of the body, and yes, histoplasmosis can kill. So even though most people do fine, we're talking about kids who were under unbelievably amount of stress and not in ideal healthy conditions. So according to the Mayo Clinic and CTV News, coming into contact with soil contaminated by bird and bat droppings can also cause histoplasmosis, putting farmers, pest control workers, poultry keepers, construction workers, roofers, landscapers, and gardeners at risk, as well as cave explorers. So the other thing people are saying is, you know, are these kids going to have post-traumatic stress disorder? Are they going to, I mean, you know, when you hear the media, you know, bounce back and forth talking about, you know, all right, well, you know, now these kids are going to have post-traumatic stress disorder, and you're like, well, what does everybody complain about? They're out safe. Thank God they're healthy. I don't mind there still being a story and people, you know, worried about these kids because somebody needs to watch them. You know, I mean, just going back to school and doing their thing, I don't think is the first option. I think, you know, they get out, they've been away from their families. That's traumatizing, right? They were in the dark. Okay, until rescuers found them, they were in the dark for a long time. That's traumatizing. Low oxygen, poor food, having to see their friends suffer, you know, having to go through a dive that you've never been through before. Then having to be in a hospital, and that's, you know, traumatic enough, and then not being able to be back with your family. And then all the media attention. And then coming back home and trying to regain your life after being gone for close to a month. It's an issue. And so, you know, we need to respect their time, give them privacy, and let them, you know, man, let them retransition back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But man, I'm just amazed at how that rescue happened. A New Jersey dad is at the risk of losing all four limbs because he contracted a bacterial infection while crabbing. This flesh-eating bacteria, I guess, caught hold of him while he was crabbing at Matt's Landing in Maurice River. Angel Perez, 60 years old, had swelling and growing pain in his right leg when he came home July 2nd. A few hours later, he had blisters, and the family noticed scarring all over his body. Then all four limbs began to swell and change color. Then they turned brown and black. So the family took him to the hospital. He's in critical condition. And right now, doctors are trying to save his limbs. They believe it was the Vibrio bacteria that is found in warmer waters where the river meets the sea is the cause of his infection. And it is dangerous to those who have compromised immune systems, and Perez has Parkinson's disease. So according to the CDC, eating raw seafood, exposing open wounds to this brackish or salt water can also increase one's risk of contracting the infection. So Godspeed. I hope he could get better. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.